This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Chinese President Xi Jinping gave a big speech the other day. Last Thursday, July the 1st, was the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Chinese Communist Party. And Xi took the opportunity to say, among other things, that Beijing will never allow anyone to bully, oppress, or subjugate China. That's a quote from his speech. The Communist Party's been in control in China since 1949, planned economy, five-year plans, and all the rest of that. But the economic influence that China now has dates to 1978 and a policy known as reform and opening up, or sometimes socialism with Chinese characteristics. So to get a sense of exactly how communist the world's second biggest economy might actually be right now, Marketplace's Jennifer Pack took a little road trip.
A punk band called Subs plays to hundreds of young people with black, pink, and purple hair. The fans jump about and bob their heads. This is the MIDI Festival. It's been going on for more than 20 years, making it the oldest rock music festival in China. Before that, the only way to listen to rock was to pick through trash, literally. Subs singer Kang Mao says there was a black market of discarded, partially damaged cassette tapes from the West known as cutouts.
Cutout cassettes were exported to China as plastic for recycling. And to show that they were not for sale, there were holes in the cassettes, though some of the tapes could still be played if you glued them back together. Everything we knew about music back then was from the cassettes.
The first album she bought, Bleach, by American rock band Nirvana. It set her on the path to be a musician, and that used to be a government job. But today, the private sector creates more employment and is bigger than the public sector, says Nicholas Lardy with the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
Private activity has steadily expanded over the last 40 or 50 years and now accounts for roughly somewhere between two-thirds and four-fifths of the economy.
Subs guitarist Wu Hao grew up in the 1980s when the Communist Party tightly controlled everything from food rations and travel to jobs. To people like him, China today seems pretty capitalist.
From my vantage point, I can't see any traces of the planned economy today.
It may look that way because day to day, consumers deal more with private companies. That's different as you go further up the supply chain, says the chief economist of Hang Seng Bank in China, Wang Dan.
The state sector controls more of the upstream industries. When you look at natural resources, strategic sectors, aeronautics and astronautics, they are mostly state-owned.
As well as state-owned enterprises, there are also state-backed firms. When the Trump administration banned the sale of U.S. technology to Chinese businesses a couple of years ago, there were fears of a microchip shortage in China. So the government stepped in. Again, here's analyst Nicholas Lardy.
Most of the companies producing chips in China are actually private. And so the government is now channeling funds to these private companies in order to boost their capacity and to help them become more innovative.
Now, national governments own some companies in market economies, too. But in the West, there are nowhere near as many of these state-owned enterprises, or SOEs, as in China, says Andrew Batson with the consultancy Gavkell Dragonomics.
So the share of SOEs in China's GDP is, you know, double or triple what any Western nation has ever experienced.
These state-owned firms get credit more easily from the banks, but most analysts say they're less efficient. Still, efficiency and profits aren't everything. China's government also uses these public companies to help stabilize the economy in times of crisis. Like during the COVID-19 pandemic, state-owned factories were the first to resume work, says analyst Wang Dan.
That helped China to become really the manufacturing center very quickly when the rest of the world were in pretty much a very big recession.
Back at the MIDI Rock Festival, the punk band Subs bangs out another number. Some 20 police officers watch over the audience. The band says it's been told to talk less to the crowd between songs and to avoid anything political. But singer Kang Mao says censorship isn't the band's biggest problem. It's the music fans.
Art in China is seen as useless. Some fans grew up with us but left when they turned 30 because they needed to get married and raise children. They worried about how to get to work and find a place to live.
things the Communist Party used to provide. Kang Mao says older fans now need to spend more on these necessities. They have less money to splash out on non-essential items, like live music shows. From Eastern Jiangsu Province, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.